We learn so many important things when we're very young, and maybe the most important is how to be happy. So much of what will define us later takes shape in those early years, when it's so important to understand where the real sources of happiness can be found. Playwright Annie Cusick Wood has created a new play with that idea in mind. Happy is about to have its world premiere at the Honolulu Theater for Youth, and she's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I love this idea, but it's such a sort of a broad-reaching, ambitious idea. Was it daunting to work on this?
Oh, you're kidding me. It was the most daunting play I've ever had to do. And as soon as it came out of my mouth, it was like, all of a sudden, then that song, I can't believe you played that song this morning. Of course you did. It's a great song. But that song came after I had the idea.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, oh, like the song. And I was like, no, it was not like the song. It wasn't about the song. It was about something else.
You were there
first. The idea came to me, and then all of a sudden it was a roller coaster, you know, because you still have to think a couple of years in advance to book, you know, to get the show ready.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden I was doing it, and I have to say, I felt this huge responsibility, you know, doing a show about happy.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are, you know? People are like, really? And what are you saying? And are you giving the right message? And I was just like, oh my goodness. So it was, you know, it was a great exploration for all of us at HTY.
Well, you know, it seems like an idea that only really takes shape with us in adulthood. The whole notion that being happy in ourselves involves a lot of things that we do for and with others.
Yeah, that's right, and that is part of the message in the play. You know, there are two characters on their own, and you know, they both enter the play at very different levels of happiness. What I learned in my process was that in my research. Was that we all have a certain baseline of happiness, you know, so you might be a little bit generally happier than I am, but we can all complete 100% happiness by doing other things, that we have this different baseline. So I thought I'd have these characters, one was called Jolly and one was called Molly, and Jolly, of course, is a little bit more happy than Molly, and then to see where they went in the throughout the course of the play. And, you know, they don't start off as friends or anything like that, and then they do. But it's not about that as well, because one thing I wanted to say in the play was that other people can't make you happy or make you sad, in fact. You know, it's up to you to take that responsibility on yourself. You know, I'm not saying that if you're with somebody who's giving you a miserable time, you should stay. You know, we should all get out of the storm when it starts to rain.
Yeah.
You know, that we're not responsible for somebody else's happiness, and it's something that you have to find within yourself. There were so many layers of things that we could do, but, you know, we have a 35, 37-minute play, and I came to conclusion quite early on that I thought, this is the story about these two people, not about the whole world of happiness. We cannot, in 35 minutes, answer all these questions.
Yeah.
I don't even know them, you know. Who knows what the secret is? But I just wanted to give the kids a glimpse into some possibilities of what they could do to shift if they find themselves in a funk, which we often are in a funk, you know, and Molly is in a funk, you know, and she doesn't get out of her sad tent, but, you know, but she does eventually, and they go on this little journey, which is, you know, it's all about the journey, of course, and not where you're going to get to. So it was fun.
I imagine it was, but it also, it sounds as if, Annie, what you're saying is that even if your baseline of happiness isn't as much as someone else's, it's always within your reach, yeah?
Yes, definitely. That's what I discovered in my research, that there are different things that, you know, make up your happiness. What was surprising to me was that your environmental circumstances was a very small percentage.
Really?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, you can have, like, you know, the wealthiest person who lives in the beautiful beachfront Hawaii, and then somebody who lives in the slums of Kolkata. And in fact, a documentary I watched did have the guy sitting in the slums of Kolkata in a tiny shack going, oh, my house is great. It's so fantastic. I have tarp here and it stops the rain coming in, you know, in a really happy demeanor. And another key thing I learned, and this was when I discovered that actually at Harvard, they study happiness. Because somebody was like, oh, well, if we study depression and sadness, surely we should be studying happiness as well. And they said that the more things you do that make you happy, the better you become at becoming happy, at staying happy. So, for example, you know, like working out, does that make you happy? Yes. Do it every day, you'll be happier every day. You know, so doing positive things that make you happy is makes you happy. You know, it's not really that scientific, you know.
But you know, any
and of course, being grateful and not having others comes into that as well. You know, because that doesn't make you happy. But yeah, it was a huge responsibility taking on a subject like this, and you know, the key thing in the play for me was that Molly and Jolly were waiting. They have tickets to go to a place called Happy, and they're waiting for this bus that, of course, doesn't come, because happiness isn't anywhere else but right here.
And it's not you don't necessarily take a bus to get there. You might already be there, right?
Did you say you bike?
No, I say a bus to get there.
A bus. Yeah, no, you don't get a bus, and the bus doesn't come for them. So really, it's about what they do when the bus continues to be later and later and later, and the bus conductor is kind of playing a game with them, you know, because of course there isn't a place called Happy that they're going to go to. You know, and it's when the bus doesn't come that they eventually go off to try and find it themselves and realize it was right here all along. They just had to stop waiting.
Well,
get
Annie,
on
it's
and do
a,
something.
It's a lovely lesson, and I'm glad we got a chance to talk about it. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I'm glad as well. It was nice to touch base with you again.
Always. Annie Cusick-Wood is the author of Happy, a world premiere play for children ages 3 and older at the Honolulu Theater for Youth. The play opens this Saturday at Tenney Theater at the Cathedral of St. Andrew and runs through the end of the month. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
Hey, America, let's turn it up. Yeah, check out our styles. You know you're never fully dressed without a smile. Your clothes may be Chanel, Gucci, your shoes crocodile. Baby, you're never fully dressed.